Enemies of liberty, I know you're out there, and that you're afraid, afraid of us. I'm here to remind America of where we began, where we are now, and where we're heading if things don't change. I am the Strident Conservative.
Hello, America. This is David Leitch, the Strident Conservative. Biden's Department of Justice essentially classified parents concerned about critical race theory and the explosion of Marxism being taught in public schools as domestic terrorists when Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a memorandum whining about the, quote, disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff, end quote. Garland's decision is in response to a letter sent to Joe Biden by the National School Board Association, where they asked Biden to use the Gun-Free School Zones Act and, are you ready? The Patriot Act, to prevent actions that are, quote, equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism and hate crimes, end quote. Garland provided details about how he would go after parents exercising their free speech rights, including incorporating the use of the FBI. But this is just the latest example of Joe Biden's war against liberty. Biden's Department of Homeland Security issued a terrorist advisory specifically targeting the dissenting voices of people who dared to question the government, calling such dissent the acts of terrorists and pushers of, quote, anti-government rhetoric, end quote. Accusing parents who reject the far left's teaching of critical race theory, Marxism, and anti-white racism in the public schools of being domestic terrorists is standard operating procedure. But abusing the power of government to silence those voices is the very definition of tyranny. I've written a lot more about this on my website if you'd like to check it out. And you want to let me know what you think, visit StridingConservative.com.